Hey, Wrangle, it's 1 p.m. on a Tuesday, and you're listening to Talk on the Rock, your community show here on KSTK Wrangle. I'm Sage Smiley, your local radio news reporter. This week's guest is Borough Manager Lisa Von Bargen, who's here to talk about the state of the borough a bit and about the Assembly work session on landless legislation that's happening later this evening. Thanks for joining me virtually this afternoon, Lisa.
Hi, Sage. Thanks so much for the invitation.
Hi, I'm so glad that you could come on today. So for those listening in, you can call in at 874-2345 to ask a question or just to say hi. Maybe we can start out with what's most topical, another meeting about landless legislation happening tonight. So this one is for specifically Assembly discussion. Is that right?
That's correct, Sage. Thanks so much. So last Tuesday, we had a community meeting where representatives of the landless group met with members of the community and provided information regarding proposed federal landless legislation and what impacts and benefits there might be to the community if that legislation were to pass. And tonight we're having a follow-on with that, specifically with the Assembly. Encouraging the public to listen in, and they are more than welcome to provide input under persons to be heard or to submit input to the city after the fact so that we can use that and pass that on to the relevant parties as we move through the process.
So then what kind of input is the city looking for? Is it something specific or more just, you know, get a temperature of what people in town are thinking about possible landless legislation?
Well, Sage, if I could give just a little bit of background on what the landless legislation means. And a number of decades ago, actually about 50 years ago, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act was passed. And there were five areas of the state that were excluded from ANCSA. And one of those included the Wrangell area. And so what this legislation is doing is trying to put lands into the hands of the Wrangell area native population and those that were excluded in other areas in Southeast. And what is proposed in this federal legislation, so let me back up a little bit more. Lisa Murkowski introduced federal legislation toward the tail end of last year. The bill did not make it out of committee at the federal level, and so it died with the end of the last Congress. But there are plans to reintroduce new legislation this year. And under that legislation, specifically for Wrangell, about 24,000 acres of property that is currently owned and in U.S. Forest Service hands would be transferred to what's called a new urban corporation to manage those lands. So they go into private hands of the new urban corporation. And so why that's important to Wrangell is because the lands that are selected currently include a number of different recreation sites, both cabins and day use areas that have been traditionally on Forest Service lands available for use by the public. Those lands that have been selected either do include or could include access easements to other lands, either Forest Service or potentially private or borough owned lands. The use of those lands could potentially change because then once they come out of Forest Service ownership and into private ownership, they have the ability to be developed, and they could be developed for a wide, broad array of uses. And then our federal payments that we receive, federal assistance payments that we receive here in Wrangell, payment in lieu of taxes, and secure rural schools are based on formulas, part of which are determined by how much federal land we have. So land that is moved out of the federal database, essentially, or federal ownership, and into private ownership has the potential to decrease the amount of PILT and SRS funding we get. So those are some of the concerns that we have, just issues that need to be addressed as we move forward with looking at the landless legislation that will come forward in the near future.
Uh-huh. So that is expected to be reintroduced this federal legislative session. And I'm wondering, so those are, you spoke kind of broadly about some of those concerns or things that may need to be worked out. Is there a sense of financially exactly how much 23,000 odd acres would take away from those those payments, or could impact, not take away necessarily, but how that might shift payments from the federal government? Or is that something that's still kind of being figured out?
It's being figured out. Actually, those payments are administered, both the PILT and the SRS payments are federal payments, but they're administered by the state of Alaska, and the calculations are run by the state of Alaska. So we've sent a request to the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, asking if they could help us in determining what the reduction might be based on the amount of acreage that is planned to be taken out of public ownership.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So I'll just remind anybody who's listening, you can call into this show. The number is 874-2345. If you have a question or a comment, you are listening to Talk on the Rock on KSTK. And our guest is Lisa Von Bargen, the borough manager. So I am wondering then, what about exactly now is a time to be addressing this? This is the second meeting in 2 weeks. Is there some specific reason that the borough has been encouraging both public input and receiving presentations at the town meeting last week, and then the assembly's looking at it this week? Is it coinciding with the federal legislative session? Is there some other kind of state or local development that's prompted that, or is it just a, you know, to now is the time kind of a thing?
Well, now is the time for a couple of reasons. As I said, legislation was introduced toward the end of last year, and it ended up not making it out of committee, but we didn't know that it wasn't going to move. It was originally intended to move quite a bit faster than it did. And what we want to make sure of is that we are addressing any concerns that we have prior to the degree possible, prior to new legislation being passed, so that those things can be dealt with. At the public meeting that we had, or the community meeting that we had last week, one of the things you may have heard a representative, one of the landless representatives, Richard Reinhart, mention is that they would be interested in having a conversation with Wrangell about potentially carving out some of the recreation sites that are within the selections that have currently been made, and asking for additional land close to where they have requested selections, so that those recreational areas that are very important to Wrangell could be carved out and could stay in public hands. And so in order to do that, in order to make sure that we have those discussions as a community and make some decisions so that that can be affected in the official maps that get passed by Congress with the legislation, we need to do that as soon as possible. There is also a process once the decision is made, if the legislation passes, once the decision is made to convey lands, there is a formal process that BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, goes through to determine access easements that need to be retained. And so we want to make sure that we have that information all determined up front as to what access easements are important for our community, so that when the transition begins, we're ready to have that discussion with BLM, and BLM can make sure that they're including those access items in whatever transfer documents are formally put in place.
Uh-huh. So then that's the kind of thing that the assembly then would be looking at tonight. They'll be kind of discussing maybe those more technical details, providing instruction. What's the function of this assembly specific landless presentation that's going to happen at the work session at 6 p.m. tonight?
So a portion of it will be to go over some of the information that was provided at the public meeting, because not all of the assembly members were able to attend the public meeting. And then it will be getting into, I think it'll be doing a little bit more of a deep dive getting into this and talking about what processes we might use and put in place to help determine, to help have these discussions regarding the recreation sites and access and use of land and those sorts of things.
But there's not going to be any action because it's just a work session, right?
No, it's just a work session, just a discussion. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So then for people,
but the assembly will take action in the future on things. We're at a very early iterative process here, very early on in an iterative process, and this will likely come back to the assembly for a few more work sessions and then potentially action.
Mm-hmm. And those could be actions ranging anywhere from, I know that the landless representative, Richard Reinhart, at the town meeting last week in his presentation, mentioned asking for Rangel's support on this issue. So maybe it would look like that. Maybe it would look like kind of setting out more specific easements or things like that, if I'm understanding correctly.
That's correct.
All right. So I guess to kind of wrap things up then, how can people, because a work session is just for the assembly, there's not going to be public comment at the work session itself. So if people want to get involved, speak, how would that happen tonight?
Sage, if somebody wants to speak tonight, they can do so under persons to be heard at the assembly meeting, which will be directly following the work session. They're also more than welcome to email the clerk anytime, and that's clerk@rangel.com with any comments they have. And those can be passed on either to the borough assembly or to the members of the landless group that are meeting with us, so that we have that information from the public.
Okay, perfect. Is there anything else you'd like to say about tonight's landless work session assembly, landless assembly work session?
If people have the time, we really encourage them to get on the borough's website and take a look at the packet information that is associated with the work session. The legislation that was introduced but didn't pass last year is in the packet for people to read, as are the maps of the selections that are in place right now.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Manager Von Bargen.
You bet. Anytime, Sage.
You've been listening to Talk on the Rock Rangel's with Rangel's Borough Manager Lisa Von Bargen. Thanks for tuning in. You can find other episodes of Talk on the Rock at kstk.org. And once again, that meeting, the landless presentation to the Borough Assembly, will take place at 6 p.m. tonight, followed by a Borough Assembly meeting at 7 p.m. Those will both be broadcast on KSTK.